Blog Talk Radio.
The new brown sugar cream cold brew keeps it calm, cool, and cold brewed all summer long. And it's topped with a brown sugar cold foam. Cold foam on a cold brew? That's double cool. Get any medium cold brew now for $3.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Everybody said that you were through. I took you in. I made you strong again. Put you back together out of all the things you left along the way. You left me shining. Now you're doing well. You own the world again, and everyone's your friend. And although I never hear from you, still it's nice to know you used to love me so when your life was slow. Always remember, my friend, the world will change again, and you may have to come back to everywhere you've been. You're doing well through stories I hear tell. You own the world again, and everyone's your friend. And although I never hear from you, still it's nice to know you love me so when your life was low. Always remember, my friend, the world will change again, and you may have to come on back to everywhere you've been. used to love me so, when your life was low. You used to love me so, when your life was low. Do you remember when your life was low? Do y'all remember when your life was low? Will you remember when your life was low? Y'all know what I'm talking about. When your life was low. Always remember when your life. Thank you so much. Oh, you guys are too kind. Thank you so much.
Well, 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 DJ Brother O, I want to say thank you and great gratitude to you this evening for playing the beautiful Lala Hathaway. Honor to you, Brother O. Honor to everybody. You hear me loud and clear, Brother O?
You better believe it.
Thank you, thank you. Honor to everybody. Welcome to the Sheetha Show tonight. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to call in at 516-453-9133, and we are live now, airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Honor to everybody, the best to everybody. Thank you to those who are joining me on Facebook and those all around the world. Peace of mind to everyone and a sound mind to everyone, including myself, and the best to everyone. Well, welcome back, Jesus. Great gratitude to everyone, and thank you for every minute, every second that you spend receiving the words that come out of my mouth, honey. Tonight, I wanted to speak about something that's not always common or spoken very loudly in our world. Now that our world is in a world awakening, a transformation, it's very important that I bring this topic up, at least on this platform anyway, about psychological layers of an unstable mind. The psychological layers of an unstable mind. And when I say this, the psychological layers of an unstable mind starting at childhood, this is something that is normal. Our world is still functioning. People can still go to work. Children still go to school. People still go to the movies, still handle affairs, still go to events, still have fun. And when I speak of psychological damage of unstable mind, I'm speaking of what has been justified as truth for a human population. Again, I'm speaking of what has been justified of truth, what has been created and portrayed okay for the human family. So I want to go into childhood and our teenager years. And see, I'm speaking from the destruction of the world. I'm speaking from the stress of the people around the world. I'm speaking of what people complain about, what people are hurt from, what people are imbalanced in, what people cry from, the division, the separation, the tragic, the bloodshed, the controversy, the misunderstanding, the spirit of confusion in our world that has been very silent or has become very normal in this world. Okay? See, in order to improve a world, this world, no matter who, what your government is based on, in this world, in order to fix our world, of course, we must start with the man in the mirror. This world's problem isn't only a physical issue. Let me say this again. The problem in this world, in this atmosphere that people call Earth, is not only a physical problem, meaning the problems in our world is not only based on what we have seen, what our ears have taken in, and what we have felt from physical verification, excuse me. That means to bear witness to. There is an unseen energy in our world that plays the most significant part of the functioning, of the separation, of the hurt, of the wickedness, of the imbalance in our world. There is an energy that is not seen with a human eye. That's just like your feelings cannot be seen, but you cry, right? You cannot see your feelings, yet you cry, right? Your feelings are unseen. It's not something that someone can see, yet when we have our feelings, when we're upset, we cry. When we hurt, we cry in some cases. But that's not something we can see, but it's something we can feel. Please feel free to call in at 516-453-9133. Again, that's 516-453-9133. I want to speak about a piece to the puzzle. And let me tell you, this piece to the puzzle will make the earth shake. This piece to the puzzle is a part of our awakening that would touch every core of the physical human being. This piece to the puzzle, again, is an unseen energy that has affected this world from families to each individual to even the animal kingdom, and it's an energy of imbalance. There is also energies being used by people in flesh using technology that causes a lot of issues in our psychological state. So in order to improve a world, everything must be looked at. And people, wait a minute now. See, our world is okay, right, with addressing and exposing the problems at hand. But wait a minute. There's a deeper rabbit hole to the problems at hand. And until someone wants to really go deeper and your brain capacity can go further than what it has, what we are living in is a spiritual energy, because we are spiritual beings that took on a human meat suit avatar here. So there's a huge piece to the puzzle that, you know what, a lot of people don't want to fucking deal with. There's a piece to this thing we call life that has many attributes to it that you cannot see with a human eye, that you cannot Google. Yet this world is filling these attributes that I'm speaking of that cause psychological damage, and not only psychological damage, but emotional damage, honey. And let me start at childhood. I'm speaking of spiritual energy. I'm speaking of the supernatural. I'm speaking of the supernatural, huh? People talk about mental health all the time, but there are millions of people on this planet, children, and many of us who were children that have dealt with, that have been confronted with the supernatural, and many people have not come back from that, honey. Many people had bear witness, including children, even when many of us adults were children, to the supernatural, and some have not come back from that. Many have wanted to talk to their parents about it, and many were shut down and told not to speak about this. When I say speak about this, I'm speaking of the spiritual attributes that are within us, that we breathe, that we are. Hello? That plays a huge part with our psychological and our emotional state. I can go into nightmares. My purpose of going into that, because these are the conversations that you want to talk about what's going on in the world in a fucked up government. Wait a minute. We don't sit at the table anymore. Let me remind us. We don't have these, we don't sit at the table like we used to, or the conversations at our dinner table are not this. We have children and family members, loved ones that have having nightmares alone. There's an answer to that, and it's spiritual, and it plays a part with our life, with the core of our being, and this is important. Again, yes, the world is in balance. Yes, the governments and the dictations and the rulers of different parts of the world are in balance in a lot of wickedness and evilness. Yes, but wait a minute. Another big piece to our core of our living, of our existence, is that motherfuckers don't want to talk about this, man. We are spiritual beings. And again, millions and millions around the world since a child, many are adults now, but even children, infants are having nightmares. People are having visions. People that are locked down in America in these mental health, what's called mental health institutions, a lot of these people ain't nothing wrong with them. A lot of these people are highly evolved people who have tapped into other energies not seen with a human eye. Yet the setup, the trap, honey, the trap in this world, the social engineering, the MLK Ultra energy, is to shut this part of us down for it to not be talked about. But in this revelations, I want to talk about it. I want to let you know, or I want to remind us, that in our own families, our sons, our daughters, even some of our parents, they don't talk about this. Some of our parents were so bothered. Some of our parents had psychological issues, parents that are still here and not here today. A lot of our parents had psychological issues that they didn't even recognize. Why? Because a lot parts of us have been suppressed, our spirituality, which is very effective right now as we breathe. This play a part why some people not able to have a voice, or don't know if I say this wrong, because people have lived through spiritual experiences since a child, and it has affected their growth. It has affected their sense of direction. It has affected how they communicate with people. It has affected lovers that they choose. It has affected their everyday life. Some of this is deeply rooted in the subconscious. Let's talk about it. Come on, brother. Oh, play that next track by Lala Hathaway.
Ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. We what you're gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility. Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell Capri-Mining in the neighborhood, little ghetto boy? You already know how rough life can be, 'cause you see so much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed that grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? All your young life you've seen such a misery and pain. World is a cruel place to live and it ain't gonna change. You're so young, you've got so far. Richie goes, young man, hanging around the pool room door. Let's count y'all.
Right now, thank you, Brother O, for playing that track. One love to everybody. Welcome to the Shiza Show. Again, feel free to call in at 516-453-9133. And caller number one is in queue. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hey, Christine. It's Jerry Petito from New Jersey. How are you?
Honor, Jerry. How you doing, legend?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to everything you're saying, and I do want to make a little comment because I hear everything you're saying. I mean, there is another spiritual realm, of course, you know, good and evil. I mean, it's there. And, you know, even me, like, I'm a Christian and I read the Bible, and the Bible even talks
right.
about the end times, and it says good will be evil, evil will be good. I mean, we're seeing it, like it's happening. And you know, I've even woken up through the last couple of years with nightmares. And I'm not that person like that. Never usually happens. But
right.
it's affecting all of us. It's affecting all of us.
Yes. Yes, Jerry. It's deep, Jerry. It is. And yes, the word, many of us who read the word, many of us who are Christians, who are Christ-like, that read the word gives us understanding for those who can read the word with their spirit. to guide us along the way so that we would have comfort in our hearts when we are faced with trial and tribulation, when we face with the principalities of darkness, and as well as the light beings that are here as well in the spirit forms. And this spiritual energy that is a part of us, that is us, that is around us, is one
right.
of the greatest yeah. significant. It's one of the greatest significant parts of us, very deep part of us. And see, that's where those who are Christian or those who are Catholic, you know what I'm saying, even if you're not, at the end of the day, these are the lessons that God give to the Christian family, if you will, to the yeah. esoteric family, to the esoteric family. Your higher self has the same messages. The same messages to the esoteric family. You don't want to talk about the Bible. Some of your asses need to be reading it again while you're grand rising everybody every day, because within that book is comfort. Within that book is understanding. Within that book is a guideway to a peace of mind for understanding and understanding. Your life will flash before you as long as your heart is open and the Spirit is guiding you to the scriptures for understanding. Psalms alone, the book of Psalms can help us as a world alone with comfort and peace through the shadows, honey. That torment
yeah,
many
and
of
listen,
us.
Can't imagine not having scripture and not having God, because that is my comfort, girl. That is my comfort.
Yes. The book of Psalms is a peacemaker, honey. When you're all snotty-nosed, even a child, if you could even sing, because Psalms are hymns. You could even sing to a child in the times of distress, honey. That book is a comforter. I'm not asking the people for their agreements. They, you don't have to agree with me. I don't think you've been in the body long enough to agree with my soul, first of all. Don't look at me as a physical person. Look at me as a spirit, for real, that's inside a meat suit. That book has saved my life, and it's going to continue to save my life while I stand in the meat suit. Yeah, it is. So
save
in saying that.
Too, girl. Save my life,
where,
too, girl.
And what's so powerful, all of this is connected to the childhood self. What's so powerful about the Bible? If it's not for you, then don't put on a shoe that's not for you, okay? But what's so powerful when it comes to the Bible? You could be in your worst state, honey. What is in that Bible will bring you back to your heart if you're not able to do it on your own. Everybody need help every now and then, honey.
Right.
Everybody need help. That book is a reminder, and it's open. It's open. And you know what? In fact, when I speak about this childhood trauma and even the teenage trauma, there's a lot of refuge and peace within that Bible. Huh? Even us today who has not been able to really address our childhood self, to give your childhood self a hug, to speak to your childhood self, because that's the therapy right there. That's a part of therapy right there. Because, see, those who are adults right now, those peace and love to everybody, those who are adults right now, this is something that's been very silent. Experiences that we have experienced during our childhood that shocked the spirit. I speak about this a lot, and I am, because it's a form of psychological and emotional damage, and that's where I speak a lot about putting hands on children, beating children, spanking children. This right here, this is a wicked mental disease. Again, we're beating on children. These little girls, they have undeveloped milk ducts, undeveloped wombs to carry life one day. Their nervous system and their development, the three stages of testosterone that a young male must come through, ages 11, 15, and 18, and then the stages of estrogen that a young girl must come through. This is why it's important as we awaken as a world, okay? Going back to how our great-great-grandmothers, some of you may not be old enough to remember or have lived in the time of your great-great-grandmothers or your great-grandmother, but to not just to go back, but to the comfort, the energy of comfort and nurturing. One of the sisters speak about nurturing in the threads. That's key, to nurture. But first, it would take for our minds to be renewed one day at a time in order to nurture children and not physically traumatize the human body in order to teach someone. Those who are Christ-like and those who are Christians, the Bible speaks about us handling children diligently. David in the Bible, and even if you don't read it, I don't care, I'm still going to speak the word. David sets up the entire world. David sets up the entire family and speaks about not provoking the child. And in our world today, especially in America, we can see the results of the lack of nurturing. This ain't about right or wrong. This is about an awakening, even within myself. You understand me? Next track, brother. Oh.
Was that all right? Y'all feel good, huh?
So much. Honor to everybody. Thank you for jumping on. Thank you. Welcome back to the She's the Show. Please feel free to call in at 516-453-9133. Speaking about psychological state, childhood traumas, teenage traumas. And again, I'm speaking about this because what our human family lives through, what this population lives through, is more than just our physical attributes. And that is a huge piece of what's missing from this world. Not in everybody, because the world is awakening. The world wants the government to stop doing this, stop doing that. But wait a minute, we got bigger fish to fry in our own generations, our own bloodlines, our own families. Huh? We got children sitting in houses depressed while their parents ashe us all day. Come on now. I'm not making fun of that. I'm speaking of awakening. We have children all around the world sitting in the same home as their parents dealing with depression. I'm not making fun of that. I'm ringing a bell. I'm not here to put people down. I live in this world as well. A lot of these parents, a lot of adults, honey, psychological issues. Let me use myself as an example. My issues are the same as my father and the same as his mother. It stops right there at her. The imbalance changed with my father's mother, which would become the spirit of abandonment. The spirit of abandonment is a spirit that millions of families, people, individuals have embraced, endured in this life, okay? The spirit of abandonment, using myself as an example, which created other layers of separation anxiety. Separation anxiety automatically kicks in when children are given away 5 days a week. I could go before that. Now, in North America alone, there's a program called Head Start. That was established in 1990, 1991. This Head Start program was created due to kindergartners coming to the Department of Education called school and not being able to write their own names by the age of five. So due to the lack of education in the homes, by the time kindergartners were coming to kindergartners, they weren't able to write their own name. Because why? Due to the change in our world, we're not teaching anymore at home. So there was a Head Start program, another educational program to bring children into the building, into the school as young as 3 years old now, due to the lack of education, due to the psychological and emotional damage of the families. See, if you're not happy, it is impossible to function effectively on this plane. And when you're not happy, even though we have children, when you're not happy, I speak for myself, it is impossible to function and nurture another, okay? A lot of people make this comment. Before my mother left this world, she said it to me. Chris, because my name is Christine. She said, Chris, you got to stop with this anger for your children. I said, Mommy, that shit don't work. Mom, I got issues, Mom. I can't do it for my kids, Mom. I got to do this for me. Right there, that was an awakening. Deep down inside, I knew what I was fighting with. It was deeper to where I couldn't stop myself because I was a mother. No, that shit don't work. No, you have to change for yourself. Not because it don't work. If that's the case, the world would have been a better place already if it was, I could just change for my children. Okay, caller number two, Caller number two, EQ. See the show. Who's calling?
This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers. Calling from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just calling in, you know what I'm saying, giving the shout-out to Sister Jesus, you know what I'm saying? You know, tearing it up on this WBNN network. But what I wanted to say real quick, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to inform people that I'm from the people that practice the five-form Jedi, you know what I mean? And people that sound crazy to people, but guess what? These things are real. These things are real. Where you can activate your powers, people. We are people who have these abilities and things like this, but you have to eat from the good vegetation, eat from the good things from the earth, you know what I'm saying? And you have to fuel your heart, fuel your mind with beneficial things, you know what I'm saying? And folks, remember, again, I'm seconding this and I'm following up on Sister Jesus here, that we, as individuals and as every individual on this earth, we all have some type of disorder, whether it's a slight fiction of this disorder or it's an extremity of this disorder, you know what I'm saying? And there's all variations of symptoms in these disorders. And a lot of us, unfortunately, have the avoidant personality disorder. And if people, you do not know about what avoidant personality disorder, again, you have the Google button. You have the Chrome button, you have the books, you have these things in which you can find this information for yourself, because, again, it's about this build up upon yourself. If we're going to build the bricks up to stand the sticks up, guess what? Each person got to have a brick in their hand and a stick at the same time. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying, as, again, we build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. We out here to take back the wilderness. Check your satellites.
Ooh. I like him, Brother O. Welcome, honey. Oh, I like him, Brother O. Welcome to the family, Clever One. Word, bro. Let me know. Yo, tell him. He can't tell us. When is his show? When is his show, bro? Can you let us know when your show is, please?
Yeah, from what I have been informed, my show will be next month on the 7th. You know what I'm saying? So check for that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking some real good stuff, some real beneficial knowledge for the people so they can benefit and teach their children, and their children can teach their children, because guess what, people? Who's teaching what? What? Who's learning what from who? Huh? Because we complaining about the kids, and these kids got parents, and these parents got parents. So guess what? Who's learning what from who?
Oh, you sound like my father right there, honey. Oh, honey. That was something that my father pointed out to me.
Hold on. You know what's crazy, Jesus? Your father was a Pisces, right? Was your father a Pisces?
Yeah. It's February 22nd, Pisces.
So it's Clever One.
My birthday is February 21st.
Okay, Daddy is February 22nd. Okay, yeah. My father was very concerned about that, very concerned. He was a little raw with it because he an ancient man, so he more believed you incarnate the soul of world. You said you from where?
From the green people.
That's what's up. My father believed, because he had, my father
the people
believed.
From the vegetation, the people who fuel their pineal glands with chlorophylls and vegetations, you know what I'm saying, so that we can have ability. You know what I'm saying, where we run real fast, we know how to run real long, we know how to do all kinds of things, jump real high, you know what I'm saying, flip, break dance, fight real good, you know what I'm saying, we can draw, we can climb, we can do all kinds of things, you know what I'm saying, we Jedis.
Yeah. Jedi's. Yo, I got a son that can jump 12 feet in the air, like, amazingly. He tell me gravity is changing, Mom.
Look, we play all sports, and we all for all economical, monetary goals and gains. We have abilities to do a lot of these things, and I'm from these people, and I know these people exist, and we out here.
That's real. Word. Definitely the tribes are here. The ancient tribes are here. There are tribes from inside the earth called hollow earth that are here on the surface. Your aquatic family is here. We just sitting in the meat suit,
yeah, yeah.
A humanoid meat suit now. Many of us
check
who live
out.
Inside
One last
the earth.
Thing. One last thing, Sister Jesus. I come from a family.
Go ahead.
I come from a family that been here for, been coming back and forth here, you know what I'm saying, for West Africa. These are West African travelers, fishermen, and travelers amongst the sea. These were seamen, you know what I'm saying, who would travel and back and forth. They were here for years before the 1700s, and they're still here after the 1700s. And they do collect things from the government based on the fact that these people have reserved lands and things are built on these lands, and they got to pay the checks. They pay the checks. You know what I'm saying? So so people, learn who you are, learn who you're from, because you never know what kind of checks they owe you out here. Trust me. And they don't want you to know who you are because they don't want to give you the checks. So people, learn who you are, because the average man doesn't know his grandfather, let alone his father, let alone his great-grandfather, whoever these people are. You don't know whether or not your people are from these people or not are from these people. You don't know who you're from. You know what I'm saying? So learn who you're from. And again, people, on top of that, I'm going to lay this down. This is the last one.
Know that
we're supposed to know these sand languages. Know that these are the languages in which these scriptures that we follow. You know what I mean? These are the languages in which these things were revealed. So learn these languages in which these things were revealed so that you can have a better and a broader glimpse and view of the understanding of these things. You know what I'm saying? People, learn your languages. Learn your languages. Learn that you were from the original people from the sand, and these where they were. They dwelled it. You know what I'm saying? And this where they and these were the languages that they spoke. You know what I'm saying? Verily, we speak the broken languages of in which that came later on in life. However, this is another conversation, people. But no, go know who you are. Know your lineage and know your language. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing, checking satellites out here.
Mm. Ooh, well. It feels good to hear someone jump on the mic of great substance. It just feels good. I don't even want to talk no more, but I will. You know what I'm saying? It just feels good to hear people around the world speak of substance. What a pleasure to meet you, my brother. Thank you for joining the family, the ONE family. Welcome. I ain't a veteran yet, but I'm getting there, bro. Much love to everybody. Oh, we got caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, where you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, peace and blessings, Jesus.
Mama Bessie, honor and great gratitude to you, baby.
Hi, my sister. I'm loving your show. I do have a comment, as always.
Sure.
My favorite Bible books are Daniel's, Psalms, and Job. And I love Job because Job was attacked so bad, but he never disavowed God.
Right?
That's one of my
it's favorites. Like he walked through fire.
Yeah.
It's like he walked through fire and then he burnt.
And he went through everything. Everything was taken from him, and God gave it back to him. And what else I wanted to say was I ran across something on a video. A Caucasian teacher had the majority of his students were black. So the teacher decided to place black heroes on his blackboard. And because he didn't have enough room, he put President Obama on his desk. So the school officials came and they took all the pictures of the black heroes off the board, and they even took Obama off, the President Obama, and said that the children were too young to understand that. Can you believe that?
Foolishness.
Yes.
Foolishness.
They don't want the children to learn who they are. Earlier this week, I went to a violence thing to stop violence. So I decided to bring out the Black Inventions poster. And so I put it up, and I brought children's books, about 110 of them. They took them. But the children gathered around because I was trying to show them what they had invented. These young children, if they knew what they are capable of, I believe a lot of them would stop the violence that they have. You know, because
Absolutely.
Those children were Yeah, because those children was looking at the posters and saying, we invented that. We invented ice cream. We invented the light that crossed the street. And they were so happy to know that. And some of the parents took pictures. But the babies need to know that they are more than violence and shooting. They are more. And I thank you so much for what you do. And the children is the most important thing, because if we leave this planet, they got to run this planet. So they need to know who they are and where they came from.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Mother Bessie, for calling in. Appreciate your great gratitude to your great mother. And thank you for bringing that up about children, as I'm speaking of children, our childhood self. And hey, y'all on Facebook, some of y'all, let me tell you something. I'm going to sum this up right now. I don't play with it. I ain't got no justifications. Children don't need to be in the school system. Children need to be home with their mothers and with their fathers, period. There is no justification for what I just said. Now, I know that I live in a world that will justify this, you know what I'm saying? But I speak to a generation that's not even here yet. I'm speaking to those who can hear me that already left the body. I'm speaking to those inside this planet that are working on my behalf and on this world's behalf and on behalf of the company of heaven where I come from, okay? See, when people address shit, let me address you at Magnetic Service on behalf of my heavenly place where I was originated from. And ain't nobody create me. I'm self-made. Because, see, even your God need help. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
There's a group of beings, honey, that came before what people call a God, okay? Plus somebody told you about that. Whatever. And speaking of God, you should be able to see it. It. I ain't going to say a he, because somebody told you it's a he. If you can't see a God that you believe in, something is wrong with that. How could a world call on a God that it has no eyes to see, but God made you? Let's talk about it, because children need to understand this. But I got something better for people when it comes to children. Every child on this planet can see the heavens. Every child on the planet can see what people call a God. They can see more than that, honey. Talk to your children about their dreams, honey. These are the conversations that need to be held at the dinner table. These are the conversations that families need to be having before they lay their head down to sleep, honey. Quiet as heck. What will also help children in this world, honey, with all these nightmares that's causing psychological issues when they open up their eyes in the physical world? Two bad mothers still program too much to this world, because every mother, honey, while your baby's sleeping, and you should know by now, that when, especially to the esoteric family, when we go to sleep, our spirits travel. Children going through hell when they go to sleep, honey, because their spirits travel to other realms. Every mama should be able to see where your child's spirit go. Don't tell me you call on the God and my precious brother Jesus, a.k.a. Yahshua. Don't tell me the world can speak about my precious brother Jesus that much and call on the God that much that you cannot see. God would never forsake you. God gave you an extra pair of eyes. Half the world know about it, called the third eye. Hello. So many people. You got eyes in your hand. Don't look at me crazy. Don't look at your phone crazy. Don't look at your computer crazy. Some of you got more eyesight than what you think you got with them two eyes. Some of you got eyes inside your hand. Talk to children, honey. Some children have eyes inside their head. Why wouldn't you? When in the Bible it already told you that we don't fight against flesh, but we fight against principality. You don't think that your God or your little brother Jesus had to understand that? I can leave it at your brother Jesus that you call on every day like he a crutch for you, honey. Didn't that boy tell you about the things that it went through? Didn't the boy tell you that we was going to do greater works? That means that we was going to take on greater forces, honey. And when our children go to sleep, children are bearing witness to some of these forces, honey, some of these principalities, honey, just like we did as children. And a lot of people never came back for that, honey. See, a lot of the psychological issues, a lot of the psychological issues, honey, play a part with where our spirits travel, what our spirits are connected to. Our spirits come back when we awaken, honey, in the physical body. That means what we experience in our dreams is a part of our life, honey. This plays a big part of the core of our life, and it's a big part that's missing in this world and it's not talked about. Give it to me, Brother O.
One another, can't even get along with your brother. Why does this cat you've been angry with your mother for way too long? You're left paralyzed in your wrong thinking, drowning in tears you can't see you're sinking. It's time to forgive so you can live. This is your the money you're making. Tell it to the man on the street who's begging. You're not grateful to be where you are, then you won't get too far. Time never turns back to yesterday, and even if it did, would we change and learn to live and laugh and love in spite of where we are? Gotta live it today. Better tell the story of you. Oh, this is your life. You gotta live it live is for you. Not your mother or your brother or your sister. Live your life, y'all.
Now I'm not going to, you know. Much love to everybody. Welcome to the Jesus Show. Welcome to the Jesus Show, airing live out of Nigeria. Yeah. So where were we? Oh, I know what I was saying. I was speaking about our dreams, and I was speaking about how we go to sleep, our spirit travels. Now, you can't make that up. That ain't something to prove. This is a part of our life. Because it's a part of our soul. When we go to sleep, when the human body goes to sleep, our spirits travel, which is a big part of our life. These are conversations that are not talked about, because also in our dreams, we are also confronted with what could be upsetting, what could be disturbing, what can petrify a person, scare a person. And without nurturing and without family being connected and mothers being connected to be able to pick up on what our children are going through when they're sleeping. This is important. Mm-hmm. This is a part of our awakening. Do you know how many mothers skip a whole lifetime not really knowing their own children? So many of us have skipped a whole lifetime not really knowing all of who we are and our family members. Oh, caller number 4 in queue. Oh, caller number four. Who's calling?
Hey, it's the Magic Man, Huni Bah Khatun. How you doing, Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 2022? How you doing tonight?
How you doing, Huni? Much love to you, Sacred One. I love you.
Hey, love you too. Hey, everyone, let me make sure I make this right. I put it on your live. Look, we got less than 2 months to get one of the greatest of our time doing Mission Planet Earth. As many times as this great sister, this divine being has incarnated here, documentation purposes is very, very important. Now, I put the information there. Take time to email me. Our beloved sister is doing her part. She go at it from sun up to sundown and back again. Okay, take time to send those emails to me, Huni Bah Khatun. That's HUNIBAK. A matter of fact, let me use a different email. MAJIKMANHERU@gmail.com. Send in your testimonials. That's the way you cast your vote, by showing your divine love and your appreciation for the works that she's putting in. I want to take time to do that. Also, let me address something right quick. I love your subject matter. But keep in mind, our people in particular that has been brainwashed and have been used as a tool, the scriptures themselves, as great as many of us think they are, they have been used as a tool to our detrimental instead of our benefit. So we have to be careful when we say certain things. And it's like this here. Many times when we say principalities of darkness, our childlike minds, well, not mine, but many other people, equate evil with darkness, or everything black is bad, like the bad thing. And
right.
The scriptures themselves never said that. It never, ever said that. Because of the childlike mind. And check this out, Jesus. This is why most of the children hate the way they look, because according to all other races of human and living beings on this planet, we have tended to be the darkness, which is really, really supposed to be a blessing. A blessing instead of a curse. But if you listen to the evil one in their kind, they took and reversed it. They got everything thinking everything light is white, which makes white right. Everything that they do to get away with it. You understand? So we have to be very, very detailed in this day and time for the sake of the children, like you're giving this powerful advancement tonight. I wanted to take time to do this. And yes, it's very important. Many people read. But if you don't comprehend the words in which you're reading, then it's a waste of time. In this day and time, with all of this information age that we're in, you don't have to speculate and you don't have to guess. You can look these words up. Look them up, and you'll be able to feel certain things within your spirit or soul, and your soul itself will tell you the truth. Keep in mind, the evil ones took what was once righteous and right and squished it and made it and reversed it. This is why most people think that the Lord and Savior that many people call on, and they paint him white, got him looking at Charles Manson as their Savior. You understand? And then some of them think that they're doing something slick by removing these images, put up no images.
Right.
But you can remove it all you want to, but the image is still in your mind and your spirit and your soul. And I have always said, get your soul back. And it's not something that you got to wait for someone else to give it back to you. You got to take it back. I took mine back. So I know
that's
possible.
Right.
And it's like you took yours back. Right? So I know
word,
that's possible. But anyway,
word.
You know, take time to, you know, you're doing your part, but I need the listening audience to get on the move. We got less than 2 months, and documentation is very, very important. We cannot allow this not to happen. You're doing your part, and then we have to do ours. Okay?
Thank you so much, Huni Bakatun. Honor to you, brother. And I'm going to get that information as well to my page. I have 2 months to be nominated before my nomination to win this championship. And so this is what Huni was speaking about as far as people sending the email for my vote to why I should win this championship from this radio, syndicated radio station. Of ONE. So I've got I'm nominated right now for a championship coming up in 2 months, and I really do need the votes. I really do need the votes sent to Huni Bakatun's email. So as we move on, thank you, Huni, for calling in. And brother, next track, baby.
You're my
Hey, welcome back to the Jesus Show. I want to thank everybody for jumping on today. I want to thank all of the callers for calling in. Much love to Jerry Petito, to the brother Clever One, and Hooney Baka Toon, and Mama Bessie, and brother Oday. You were playing this soundtrack tonight, honey. Lala Hathaway, honey. Thank you, Anna, honey. Okay, that we get the point. Well, brother O, go ahead and wrap us up, brother O.
Well, first of all, you know, what more can I say about Donnie's little girl, Jesus? Imagine that bun line. You know, she lost her father when she was only 11 years old. And, you know, she loved her dad so much that she needed to be that person, right, to carry on his legacy. Layla Hathaway, and I got a chance to see her in concert live in front row, Christine. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Wow.
You know, to hear her bravado. And, you know, she's herself because she's a young lady. But to carry on the sound of her dad, it's anointing. It really is. Like, she is just on another. She's an Atlantean, no doubt. She's on another level, Christine. And you heard it tonight.
Atlantis.
She's on another level. You know what I mean? She, you know, she traveled through the water to get it in order. So, you know, Layla, I will see you. I will see you in Philadelphia at the Keswick Theater in January. And I'm telling everybody right now, in the Delaware Valley, if you don't know, okay, you know, a great show, come out and see Layla Hathaway. Jesus, I'm telling you, is when they, you know, and I'm a DJ par excellence. To hear her just sang, not sing, but sang.
Sang.
You know,
sang.
Man, she's amazing. And you guys get a chance, you know, got a chance to hear that tonight. The outstanding Layla Hathaway. Tomorrow night right here at WBNN, we come right back, okay, with a legend. Also a nominee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Last year, she was part of the class of 2021. This young lady has given her heart and soul in her thesis all the day long since 2018. The outstanding Sister Bessie the Truther. Tomorrow night in the front porch right here at WBNN. 9:30 Eastern Daylight. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest. We're at Twitter and Instagram at Ngozi_time. Ola Dele Malay, we go see at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or whatever program tonight? Ola Dele. Dying goes with my gmail.com. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, we go see saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Christine Jesus Powell.
I just want to close and say, with all that I've been able to get out tonight, pointing more towards children and even to our childhood self, I just wanted to touch on the unseen particles of us, our spirituality, and what we are connected to all the day long within our spirituality. And this, shall this continue to be an awakening for families all around the world to have deeper conversations. I speak it across the earth. Even for parents to go back into their child's childhood, honey, and to awaken to the wisdom within to be able to address the experiences, the psychological changes and emotional changes, not only with children, but also within us adults. Until next time, take care of yourselves. I'm doing the same. Peace.